Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. To be fair, we played really good. We started well. We were well organized, you know. And you can have a plan. We had a plan, of course. But the boys were. I mean, they done that plan perfect, you know. Their movement of the pitch, their concentration, their aggression were 90% of the game, like on a top level. And when you are also up front with some good players, like today we had those players, then even at this kind of a stadium where we didn't win for so many years or whatever, it is not logical, but you have a chance. And we took our chance tonight.
You joked midweek that you would come here and park a triple-decker bus, but it was more than that today, wasn't it?
I told you, we parked a bus, but we didn't put a handbrake on. I mean, and there's nothing wrong to park the bus. That means that when your opponent's got a ball, you are behind the ball. It doesn't necessarily to be the problem is when you park the bus in your box. Or in just in front of your box. If you're moving with the bus, it is simply great defending when you don't have a ball. And we've done that today, but not only in front of the box. When needed, we were there with 9 men. Yeah, but also when we had a chance, we were with all 10 players, field players, on their part of the pitch. So it was a good bus, yeah.
You've spoken about the organisation and defence, the ability to attack. What pleases you most about today's performance?
I mean, you know, some people will say that. I mean, we are not in our situation didn't change the bit. I mean, for some people who are not in football or are not in West Ham 24/7, it's like they can say it's a problem of motivation or it's a problem whatever. Or luck or whatever, how can you beat Arsenal and Liverpool away and you are losing, with the greatest respect, Leicester and Bournemouth. It is, in one hand, it shouldn't happen, but then in the other hand, it's very logical. I can organize the team, we can be organized, and from that organization, we're going to go on our counter-attacks or keeping the ball. When you play home and when you play against the teams that are playing on reaction, you need some more quality up front that in this club at the moment we don't have. We have 2 or 3, but we need 2 or 3 more. So you can organize things, and they are brilliant in characters in that. And when they attack space, they are brilliant. But when the opponent is with 10 men behind the ball, then simply we need some players. We need 2 or 3 players, and those situations like Arsenal away, Liverpool away, or Leicester home, Bournemouth home, have nothing to do with the motivation. Maybe 10%. Maybe 20%. Maybe if we had scored against Leicester instead of hitting the post in the first 5 minutes, maybe we would beat them 3-0. Who knows? But we are missing those. That's what I said. Yeah.
Are you confident you can bring those kinds of players to the club before the window closes?
I know that we are trying. I'm not blaming anyone. No. We are trying, but we are trying from the start. We are training from when we were at Cork for a pre-season. We were every day on a phone with the chairman, with Tony Henry, with the agents and all that. We are trying. We are still trying. We got in the club some great players. But all I'm saying, also because of the injuries to our crucial players, especially if we are talking up front, we need a few more. If you have, I mean, like tonight, it was, and I have to praise him. Jafra Sako had a great game. Without him, it would be impossible to get a point from this game. And he was very doubtful until yesterday. And it was a risk to put him. But in the second half, I put Rhys Oxford up front. Rhys Oxford is a center half who can play midfield player. So that's why I'm saying we have many injuries. Some of them are long term. And that's why we need to buy or to loan or whatever, but we have to do it.
Just a quick word on Mark Noble's red card as well. Your thoughts on it,
also,
and
Mike,
will you appeal?
Sorry to interrupt you, but it's going to be a very quick answer. My opinion is it's simple, not a red card. not red card, and we're going to see what we can do. And I'm very hopeful that that we can win, because, as I said again, with the greatest respect to the officials, it is not a red card. No way. For you also, I see your face.